Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grog. Police are searching for a mother and newborn baby after the discovery she may have given birth by a Sydney river. New South Wales police say a resident walking his dog found a placenta and umbilical cord on the banks of the Cooks River at Earlwood in the city's southwest. Detective Chief Superintendent Christine McDonald says the woman is not in any trouble and police just want to make sure she and the baby are okay. She's urged the woman to seek medical treatment as soon as possible.
That's certainly a possibility that the person that has given birth and subsequently the reason for the placenta and umbilical cord being in the Cooks River doesn't want anyone to know. There is no judgment. They need to know that we are concerned for them, that we are wanting to know that they are safe.
A 14-year-old boy in the Kimberley region of Western Australia has been charged after an incident that forced his school into lockdown. Police allege that the boy walked around the school at Halls Creek armed with a knife and screwdriver. He'll appear in Halls Creek Children's Court next month. Australia will provide more aid to Papua New Guinea following a deadly landslide. The Australian government will send an initial $2.5 million in humanitarian assistance, including emergency relief supplies like shelter and hygiene kits. Technical experts will also be sent to help with incident management and geohazard assessments. But CARE International's country director, Justine McMahon, says that simply getting to the scene of the landslide is the major problem for now.
We believe that there are access issues because of the main road has been destroyed for about 200 metres. So that means that trucks delivering relief supplies and other heavy equipment can't get into the area. But the authorities are prioritising the repair of that road now.
Pro-Palestine demonstrators have moved on from their original camp at the Australian National University. Police had given the group a deadline to move on, saying they would be arrested if they stayed at the original site, which was in a fire evacuation zone. It's understood the protesters have now shifted to a second location. There have been calls for tougher action against Israel after its latest airstrike in Rafah. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says that the events of the last 24 hours have proven the need for a humanitarian ceasefire so that civilians can be protected. But Greens leader Adam Bandt says there needs to be stronger action, such as throwing the Israeli ambassador out of Australia.
It's time now for Labor to take action, starting with backing the recognition of Palestine in Parliament this week, ceasing the two-way military trade with Israel, putting sanctions on this extreme war cabinet, and expelling the Israeli ambassador. Because it is clear that Anthony Albanese's hand-wringing is not having any effect. It is being ignored.
A rapid inquiry will be held to advise the federal government on how to reduce gender-based violence. A panel has been assembled and the first part of its research will be completed by the end of next month. It will consider measures such as harsher sanctions for perpetrators and how to shift attitudes about the issue. A new survey shows many Australians are preparing to work longer because of cost-of-living concerns. The survey, commissioned by superannuation fund Equip Super, has found only 26% of workers questioned believe they will be able to retire at the standard age of 65. Head of advice at Equip Super, Paul Stocker, says many people cannot afford to stop.
Financial shocks in the past number of years have affected people's retirement plans. The rising cost of living is now ranked as the top reason for delaying retirement. In fact, when it comes to retirement, many people are now deciding to continue some type of work to supplement their living costs.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.